Good afternoon. Again, if you could state your name, your job, and your connection to this case.
My name is Leon Parker. I'm the president of New Hampshire Business Sales. And we dealt between 2005 and 2007 repeatedly with Christine Harris. I volunteered to get involved in this case because I consider it totally outrageous that anybody, Ward Byrd or anybody else, would be convicted on the basis of testimony from Christine Harris, given our interactions with her. And it really bothered me that in the press reports that I heard, that nobody seems to have been thought it was appropriate to challenge her character and to do more investigation. And some of the things we've heard in the discussion today, it sounded like people took whatever she said at face value. And we learned from our experience with her that that was not the case. We first had, well, for starters, our responsibility to the properties of the owners of the properties that we're selling is to screen customers and to make sure that we try to make sure that we don't take unqualified customers to see a property. We have people who contact us fill out a confidentiality agreement that includes financial information. It's usually not very good, but at least they offer it. Her initial confidentiality agreement to us didn't reflect any financial information, so I contacted her to ask her what she was going to use to buy the properties that she was talking about. Over a period of time, she inquired and demanded to see properties ranging in price from $385,000 to $5 million. Her response repeatedly was that she was looking at these properties and it was none of my business how she was going to pay for them. After a couple of interactions, she sent us an email that I'd like to share with you. I'll take a minute to read it. "Yes, I've expressed interest in several of your properties, but nothing has ever come to fruition because of your salespeople. I have a continued interest in the cottage colonies you have for sale." This was a property that I personally was representing. "And if I were not so busy, would already have contacted the owners of the business to tell them what a lousy job your people are doing in selling the property. I've yet to see one business from you and will continue to pursue these properties as well as others in my own fashion, as you are not reliable or do not come through with what is expected of a real estate agency showing properties. I have and also will continue to tell anyone not to do business with you, as it is a waste of time on their part." What I did after a couple of interchanges with her is I had a broker friend of mine in Salem look into who she was and whether or not we should be doing business with her. He went and looked at her property and checked out what he could find out about her, and it was obvious that there was no way that she was going to be able to buy any of the properties she wanted. So the business of getting a grant to buy the things, some people may dream of that, but it's a pipe dream. We had a number of our people get contacted by her. We put the word out that nobody was to show her anything. One of our newer associates at the time, one of the few properties we had that had the address and the identification on the internet was the Winnipesaukee Pier. She got a hold of one of our agents, one of our associates, and if she already knew where the place was, and I guess he introduced her to the place, she ended up, my understanding is, and this is hearsay because I wasn't personally involved, she conned the owner into renting her a pizza parlor, and within a week's time, he caught her taking the equipment that he owned out of it, so he threw her out. I don't think any charges were brought in that case, but that's the kind of person you're dealing with. And to me, again, just to summarize where I started, after reading about this case, it seems to me to be totally outrageous that there wasn't more questioning in the judicial process. This looks to me like one of those cases that happens in our system every once in a while where there was, and I don't, you know, I didn't know anything about Ward Byrd before this started. but it seems to me to be a clear miscarriage of justice for a man to have been convicted on the testimony of this woman.
Thank you, Mr. Parker. Questions for Mr. Parker? Thank you very much. Thank you. I'd like to ask if Rick or Rich Kinsman is here. Downstairs, okay. While we're waiting for him, if we could have Deborah Willis to come forward.